CliffCentral.com. We're now chatting to Kevin Wellman, one of the judges at this year's Prism Awards. And listen, with over 20 years' experience in this field, is this your first time judging, Kevin?
No, I've judged the last couple of years here, so it's wonderful to be back. And I must say, from my side, I've seen how these awards have grown probably over the last 3 or 4 years, and seen how the quality of the entries have grown, seen how the judging panel has grown, and it's just wonderful to be here. It's about an hour to kick off, and there's already about 200 people in the foyer. It's just great. It's great for the industry.
What can we expect from such a prestigious event?
I think we can expect a lot. Obviously, I was a judge this year, as you well know. I judged a couple of the categories. And a lot of the global agencies have entered. There was one or two entries from Corporates Direct. So there was an immense amount of creativity. So I think there's going to be some heated conversations. I think there's going to be one or two disappointed people. But I think there's going to be a couple of very excited people.
As a personal question, why do you want to be a judge of the Prism Awards?
Again, absolutely. I've been in the industry for 20 years, as you mentioned. I work for a global firm. For that, I'm very, very fortunate. And I travel around the world quite a bit. I see fantastic work that gets done. And so many times, South Africans feel that we're in the shadow of our counterparts globally. We're not. Mm-hmm. I can say that. I can say that without parallel. And I've seen such great work, and it's just wonderful to be exposed to the work that competitors are doing and that people around the industry are doing.
But as South Africans and corporates in South Africa, how are we exactly growing with our open-mindedness, so to speak, with different creative ideas within the PR field?
I think the PR field has changed a bit with the introduction of new channels. I mean, social really got us moving forward and moving differently, I think. And I think that's just opening up more and more and more things like video and video content and branded advertising and content marketing and all kinds of concepts are really revolutionizing this field. But you asked specifically about South Africa.
Yeah.
And I think in a place like South Africa, let me take a step back. If you look at sort of the Cannes Lions Awards for creativity, so many of the awards are being awarded to agencies doing great work in not where you'd think they would come from, not in the Australias or in the Europes or in the Americas, in strange markets, the South Americas, etc., where you can get away with something a bit more creative and something a bit more exciting. So I think that's where South Africa is right now. I think we're on the edge of doing great work, great communications work on the continent as well. And I just think South Africa is so primed to have some of the most creative marketing people and public relations people on the planet.
And another real huge thing that I'm proud of is that there are over 40 judges this year. Now, I know that might not have been the best situation for you, because might have been World War VII as you were trying to finalize the award recipients this evening. But how do the different judges represent different spheres, and how does that ultimately influence the award winners this evening?
I think most importantly, I'm not the chief judge.
Okay.
So I don't have to make those decisions, which is really cool.
Uh-huh.
But having 40 judges is just a great place to start. What happens in the judging process is Marilyn Watson, who is the chief judge, divides the judges into eight clusters, divides the categories or the sectors into eight areas as well, and she assigns 5 judges per sector, of which there's a lead judge. And once again, I'm not even the lead judge of the sector that I judge in. So it is incredibly well put together. It's incredibly well managed. It's incredibly well judged. There are systems and processes second to none. And it's the debate that happens just in the cluster that I was in this year was wonderful.
Fantastic.
The judges that are selected, are these the leaders in their individual fields?
There's so many ways of looking at it. There's a couple of people from PR agencies, which is always great, because most of the awards come from PR agencies. There's a lot of people coming out of corporates. There's people coming out of NGOs. There's people coming out of niche digital agencies. There's people coming out of advertising agencies. Again, I mentioned corporates, so you've got a wide variety. But again, the way Marilyn manages it, she puts people together in the right area. So the more digitally savvy people clearly judge the more digital categories, for example. Mm. So she's just got a wonderful process to it. But there's such a wide framework of people or spectra of people. It's terrific.
From what I've observed is PR's changed over the years with change in technology. It's now much easier to get a message out there to the consumers. What do you expect in the next couple of years, like in advancement in technology, in ways of doing things? Do you think it's going to all become digitalized?
I think two things. You hit the nail on the head. It's much easier to get a message out there. Mm. It's much more difficult to get someone to listen. And there's a huge difference to that. I mean, people that you're bombarded with information. Mm. You can listen to anything, internet radio, normal radio. That's just one channel. That's just one area. The ability to accept the message is different. So having the ability to pull something through all channels, be it starting at social, going into the traditional media, going into the sort of the traditional broadcast media, pulling that message together. But you ask what the future holds. Mm. Things like video. Video is absolutely critical. Audio files, etc. When we have a press conference now, we are filming with our cell phones, beaming copy back to the office, having it chunked up into sizable chunks, and banging it out to the media. It's absolutely incredible, the stuff, the things that are happening. So certainly technology is going to play a major role. The medium and the media have changed so dramatically. So it's such an exciting time.
Which mediums do you feel the consumer listens to and reacts to like the best?
I mean, it's a given, and we all know this. If you're intimately involved in a medium, and let's take a social media, for example, if you follow a group of people and they say, you really should be buying that motor car, you're going to listen to that, and you're going to take their advice. You're going to take their guidance. But there's so many things that, you know, the specialist digital publications.
Yeah.
For you know, when iPhone 7 comes out or the next Windows phone comes out, etc., you're going to go to Stuff Magazine and Toby Shapshank's publication and look for that level of content, because he's the leader. He's the thought leader. You want political information? You go find it in the right place. Mm-hmm. But people take the best advice from people that they know.
Mm. I've always wanted to ask someone in the PR industry, what's your view on the saying, bad PR is sometimes good PR?
I have a view on that, and it's quite the opposite. Bad PR is bad PR.
Good PR. So there is a line somewhere.
There's a line. Depends what you want to achieve. I mean, if you're a celebrity, if you're in the papers, ask Kim Kardashian. I think she is probably the worst example possible. But that's the publicity she wants. Ask Paris Hilton 10 years ago. Worst publicity possible, put her on the world stage.
Yeah.
So we don't represent individuals as a company. I work for a firm called Fleischmann Hillard. We work for corporates, and I believe very firmly good PR is good PR, and bad PR is nowhere to be found, hopefully.
Kevin, as someone who's had so many years in the industry, and more especially many years with the Prisms, what is your personal vision for these award ceremonies?
I think these award ceremonies, I think there's been a lot of changes that have come in over the last couple of years. They've certainly become more dynamic. They've certainly enabled the new era of communications. They are awarding the new era of agency. But we want these awards, the saying is the most preeminent communications awards in Africa. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Exactly.
We want it to be taken continental. We want it to be the most preeminent award on the continent.
Exactly. Kevin Wellman, thank you so much for joining us here on CliffCentral.com. He's not only the judge this evening, but definitely also the chair of the Public Relations Consultants chapter. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. CliffCentral.com.